I wouldn't say I'm surprised. No, I think they've got a young, energetic team. But I think, as always, it takes a bit of time to get them going and working the way that. Because certainly last year a lot of them were potential, whereas now I think a lot of them are showing their potential. We probably fall into a similar bracket in terms of a lot of younger players trying to sort of find their way in the game. And I think a lot of credit's got to go to Bristol City as a club, because obviously Lee was under pressure last year. And there was a lot of people sort of saying negative things, but they've hung in there with him, and I think he's certainly repaid them this year, so credit to him.
Are there a lot of parallels between the clubs, or certainly the squads, in terms of that youth and that enthusiasm and perhaps not having loads and loads of experience?
Yeah, I think there is. I think the one thing that Bristol probably much more so than us, they've got obviously more cash. I mean, I think they bought a centre forward for £5 million. So that's certainly different from where we are. But however, if you're looking solely at the personnel that they've got in terms of the ages and the makeup of their squad, I wouldn't think they're too dissimilar.
Does it show, you mentioned tough times for them and they stuck with the manager and kept the faith, that in this division, if you do have that bit of patience and that bit of faith, that it does pay off for you?
Yeah, well, you'd like to think so. I think there's been stats done that consistency in terms of styles and management styles, then I think obviously over the course of time have more often than most paid off rather than chopping and changing. You know, I think if you look at clubs like, say, Sunderland, the difficulties they've had is the fact that they've chopped and changed that often that nobody knows what they are now. Do you know what I mean? So I think credit to Bristol and credit to Lee, because it's not easy when you go through that spell. It's not easy when your sort of head's been called for, if they say. But he stuck by it, he knows what he's good at, he knows what he's doing, and then obviously he's managed to turn them around.
For yourselves, how important is it to build on the good things from the other night, the clean sheet, the defensive stuff particularly, and get a bit more and get the 3 points?
Yeah, we just want to go and win the game. I mean, it really is as simple as that. And whether it was at the start of the season or whether it's now, the last game didn't really matter. Do you know what I mean? So whether we were on a good run and hadn't lost and we were winning games, or whether we'd been on a poor run, the fact is the next game's the most important one, and we're aware of that. The lads have trained well, certainly last week, and then we've done a session again yesterday. They've recovered well for the game the other night. So we're going there, hopefully, to try and build on what we've done.
Are they dealing well with it mentally in terms of this little bad run you've been on and all that's happened with the injuries and the absentees?
Yeah, but I think as always, I think players, managers, supporters, guys in the media, I think when you look at the injury list, it's quite easy to put it down to one or two things, do you know what I mean? But I think there's a responsibility on the other lads and a responsibility on me and everybody else to try and sort of brush that off to an extent, because it can't just be the sole reason as to why we're losing games, do you know what I mean? We need to play better, whether it be with, I don't know, your third choice right back or third choice left back or whatever the case may be. But the fact is, the players, they're in that position and they've got a job to do and they want to play. So they need to stand up and be counted, and hopefully we can go to Bristol and put a good performance in.
Does that all go back to what you wanted to do when you first came to the club, play in a certain way and have that ethos about you that it doesn't actually really matter who you put in X position, that they know what they're doing and they know how you want them to play?
Yeah, but as always, and we spoke about it with Bristol there, when you're trying to change styles so significantly as we have done, some players get it quicker than others. And when you're counting your first 12, 13, 14 players, as we've seen at the start of the season, the guys got it really quickly, hence the reason they were in the team. And maybe the guys who are 18th, 19th, 20th man weren't picking it up as quickly, or it wasn't as easy for them, hence the reason why they weren't playing. But at this moment in time, they have been in the team. So naturally, it's going to be a bit more difficult.